Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anvita Bansal. Today is March 12th, 2020, and I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. On our first story, we'll give you all the latest updates regarding coronavirus in India and abroad. And on our next story, we'll discuss how SBI is planning to invest over Rs 7,000 crores to rescue Yes Bank. Well, the World Health Organization has finally declared COVID-19, also known as coronavirus, as a pandemic. And India has over 70 cases of the same. And to give us more insights on this, I have with me my colleague Shraddha Sharma. Hi Shraddha, thank you for joining in.
Hi Anvita.
Shraddha, let's start with things that are happening back home. Can you please give all our listeners the India updates?
Before we go to what we have on India, as you said, WHO has finally declared it a pandemic. But it is important to note that they have also said it's a controllable pandemic. Because with the word comes a lot of responsibility also in terms of precaution.
Right.
And of course, it's a serious spread. Because of the spread and the severity of the numbers that we have seen go up so quickly. So that is that. In terms of today, there was a press conference held by the health ministry and a lot of questions were answered. So I'll just get you some of the important things that the panel noted. In the morning, the confirmed cases were 73 that were confirmed by the health ministry. And over 1,500 people are under observation who have come in contact with these 73 positive cases of coronavirus as per the health ministry.
73 as we speak now in the evening around 6
no,
o'clock.
No, so after the press conference happened, two more confirmed cases have come out.
Okay.
First case from Andhra Pradesh has come has been tested positive, and the other case comes from Karnataka.
Okay.
So two cases have come. This is as per morning what the health ministry had noted. So the ministry noted that there has been no community transfer in India. So in terms of precautions, all cinema halls will remain shut in Delhi till March 31st.
Right. We were also told that along with cinema halls, schools and colleges are also shut.
So that was a previous advisory that was already out. But today it has also spread to...
extended to cinema halls.
Extended to cinema halls. Because a lot of states, and I'll come to the part as well where the state specific actions are being taken. But we know that 1 lakh test kits are available in India as of now.
Right.
And what the health, we heard from the Joint Secretary Lav Agarwal, is that the patients are being treated based on symptoms. So that is being happening in India. Universal screening at airports is happening across India. But we are also, there was one of the questions that was raised to the panel that was like, is thermal screening enough? Because there might be cases that patients are being, you know, who are positive might not have symptoms and might get slipped in the country from these screenings. So what we heard from them is there has been no other directive from the health ministry in terms of what other measures need to be taken. But as per symptoms, fever is one of the symptoms, and risk profiling is being done at the airports as per the travel history. So we know the hotspots of the coronavirus spread in terms of Italy, South Korea. So all of these, if you have a travel history to these countries, of course, there'll be a higher risk to these patients. So the risk profiling will be done on that basis. But thermal screening so far is what the airports primarily screening them on. And international travels or flights that, you know, get same flight might also travel internationally, like the Air India flight might also use same flight might be used domestically also. So the health ministry has said that same flights are also being taken care of. They are being sanitized. And, you know, so far there has been no information of any slip away patient that was not screened. We also got one tweet today from the Indian badminton players who are in Birmingham, who are worried and have tweeted. So we'll have to look what the ministry, the external affair ministry actually, replies to. But in terms of, the broader request that was made to the community, that now you know what are the symptoms, because it's a collective effort. It's not only one person, patient's responsibility.
Right, absolutely.
So social distancing is something that has to be taken as a precaution. Personal hygiene, of course, specifically hand hygiene, and avoiding unnecessary travel. Because if it's a luxury holiday, you can avoid it and you can make it...
It can be postponed.
Postponed, for sure, yes. And at the airport also, all the people who have traveled from these places who do not show any symptoms are being, you know, told to isolate themselves at home and get tested in case, you know, there are symptoms that come up in the future. Or get in touch with someone who you know might have traveled and is showing symptoms. So it's a community effort in terms of what needs to be done. So there's this one forward that was coming on our mobile phones, being residents in Mumbai, that people in Mumbai might be hearing that a suspected case in Kamla Mills, or maybe some of the forwards said it's a possible case in Kamla Mills that has come up from the tower. So I'll just have to clarify that it is not confirmed yet. And the person has a travel history to Dubai. So it was tested because of the travel history also. And the employee who works in Kamla Mills is under observation. And results are awaited at Kasturba Hospital.
Right, is what
sources have told us.
Actually, even I spoke to one of my colleagues who works in Kamla Mills. And even he was saying that the place is under sanitization as of now.
So
and
they have asked
the colleague to go back and get herself tested, and only then, and they are also at the same time planning to test other people whom she was in contact with.
Employee is in the isolation ward, and we can't say for sure until we
get
the
test results back. And it's not confirmed yet, so we'll have to wait and watch. Yeah.
Yes. Also, there was a clarification in the press conference that there was a death that was being linked to coronavirus death from Murshidabad. And the ministry clarified that it was tested negative, that, you know, there was no link to the virus in terms of that. In terms of new cases, the Noida's first case of coronavirus came, who was a tour guide.
He was the one who was helping those 16 Italian tourists, was he?
Yes, Anvita, that's right. It was the same tour guide who is based out of Noida and was in Jaipur with the Italian tourists. The other patient is actually a woman doctor from Canada who has been tested positive and is in Lucknow right now in isolation. A Ladakh resident who had a travel history to Iran test positive. Now the total number of cases from Ladakh are now three.
Okay.
So there was also one information today that the person who attended the ICC Women's T20 World Cup final in Melbourne was also tested positive. And so tests are being done of the people who might be in contact.
Right. Shraddha, so what are the measures that government is taking presently?
So apart from everything that we hear in terms of thermal screening that is happening at airports, in terms of risk profiling, in terms of the various countries that the, you know, passengers are coming from at the airport. Apart from that, we are actually, India is in a self-quarantine place because all the inbound visas, except for some exceptions, by the government has been suspended. This will be applicable from March 13th till April 15th. So the exceptions that have been given includes diplomatic official passports, UN international organizations. So all of these will have a few exceptions, but all, you know, tourist based and luxury trips will not happen. So all outsiders are right now not allowed in India. And passengers from 15 nations will not be allowed to enter Delhi airport duty-free shopping area is what also we are hearing. 15 nations in terms of the hotspots of the most cases of coronavirus. So what we are hearing from the ministry also is that around 11 lakh people have been screened so far at 30 designated airports in India. And in terms of corporates also, we are hearing a lot of companies are giving work from home. So Flipkart has put staff under mandatory work from home for 3 days.
Okay.
Also, some important information is coming from Pune. As we heard in the last couple of days, a lot of cases came from Maharashtra. Authorities have actually said that the people who will reveal the identity of these COVID-19 patients will face action. So oh, on social media, you can't reveal the identity and will be, so they are warned of any penal action that might, you know, come up to you in case you reveal the identity on social media platforms. So, you know, avoid doing any of that. In terms of different states putting it in the epidemic category, it's basically India has, in a way, invoked the provisions of the Colonial Era Epidemic Diseases Act of 1897.
Hmm.
This was put into place by the British to control the bubonic plague. Basically, it will empower the state governments to put out special measures which might be temporary to, you know, contain this epidemic. These regulations will also allow district administrations to impose regulations. These needs to be observed by the public, and I'll tell you what examples. So, sealing of geographical areas might be one of the powers that they get, barring entry and exit of the population from any of the given area in case that area is, you know, a containment area. Shutting down schools, colleges, offices, theaters, banning public gathering, and, you know, restricting basically movement of people that might be showing symptoms of the disease. And any public-private building can be, you know, designated to be a containment unit for the isolation of these cases. And the government department shall be at the disposal of the concerned district administration to, you know, put all the measures in place. So this is what the law also now says, to put everything, you know, perspective in terms of how to contain it.
Right.
In terms of rules. So that we have now. So basically, Ministry of Health has put a 24/7 helpline number and email address to help any of the people who might, you know, need help in terms of symptoms or patients and know somebody who might.
Right.
So the number is 011-2397-8046. I repeat, 011-2397-8046. And ncov2019@gmail.com is the email that has been put out by the Ministry of Health. So that can be noted on the official website and the Twitter handle. In terms of the number of state-wise testing centers that have also been put out by the ministry, so now there are 52 designated centers that will be testing for the novel coronavirus. What we are hearing from the ministry in terms of numbers, so over 900 people have been evacuated so far. We are also hearing that 3 more flights will fly to Iran to evacuate Indians who are, you know, in the country. And today the Prime Minister also tweeted as well in terms of not to take any panic, but, you know, follow precautions and avoid public gathering.
Right. Shraddha, these were the things that were happening back home in India. Can you also share with us the global updates?
Anvita, we heard one of the reports that one of the Chinese advisor expects the pandemic to get over by June. But in China, what the reports are suggesting that the peak is already over. But because the number of cases, the new cases that are coming from Wuhan has almost reduced to like a single digit.
Okay.
But in terms of other countries, there is still Iran and South Korea and Italy that, you know, are actually giving out a lot of numbers.
Hmm.
Most of the sporting events internationally also, including NBA, are either
cancelled.
Yes, either rescheduled or cancelled because there was this Utah-based player who was tested positive.
Right,
India also, we are hearing that, you know, IPL, although there's a lot of money at stake in the IPL, so it's not been cancelled yet. And the authorities have said, although Ministry of External Affairs has advice that it should either be postponed or cancelled.
We also heard that ministry is saying that the matches will be played on empty stadiums, like tickets won't be sold.
Yes, so most of the sporting events are being done that way. Even Ellen's show, which is,
it won't have live audience. Right.
So is one of the precautionary measures. But for IPL, we still have to hear because no decision has been taken because a lot of money is at stake. So they were avoiding cancelling the game.
Right.
So we still have to hear on that. And since we are talking about games, so the final play of Ranji Trophy match happening today, it will also be played in an empty stadium. Rashtrapati Bhavan has also closed all tours. So, but in terms of international number of people infected, it is now reached to 129,300. So it's over that number. Reports suggest that over 4,700 people have died because of the virus. But from that number, over 68,000 people are known to have recovered.
Right. Shraddha, we also came to know that Indian doctors have found cure for COVID-19. How far is this true?
So, as per what we are hearing from the health experts, since most of the cases in India are mild and they were isolated on time, they are being treated based on symptoms. So, they are responding well to the treatment in terms of being treated by symptoms. We still have to see if, you know, severe cases will react similarly to all that right. treatment. Okay. But it is patient to patient and case to case basis.
Perfect. Perfect. Right. Well, only time will say how we curb on this pandemic. Thank you so much, Shraddha, for giving us all those detailed insights.
Thank you, Anvita, for having me.
Well, moving on to our next story, State Bank of India is planning to invest over rupees 7,000 crores to rescue Yes Bank. To give us more details on this, I have with me my colleague Ruchira Kondipuri. Hi Ruchira, thank you for joining in. Ruchira, what is SBI's plan for Yes Bank?
So, SBI has said that its board-approved purchase of 725 crore shares in Yes Bank at rupees 10 per share, which means that the total investment that has been approved is rupees 7,250 crore. SBI said its shareholding in Yes Bank after reconstruction will be within the 49% limit, as mentioned in the draft reconstruction scheme. In the draft reconstruction scheme, SBI was to be issued 245 crore shares at rupees 10 per share for rupees 2,450 crore. But this investment that was mentioned today is, of course, much higher. It is important to note that SBI's statement today about the 7,250 crore investment is still subject to regulatory approvals. So the statement today was more of a formality, but there will still be some hurdles that need to go through. It is still so far not clear if SBI will invest all alone in Yes Bank or they will tie up as a consortium with other lenders. It is most likely that they will tie up with other banks, whether it's private or public. It's too soon to say, but most probably they will tie up with other banks to rescue Yes Bank.
Right. Also, Ruchira, we heard that individual investors like Rakesh Jhunjhunwala will be pitching in. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Today, there were media reports that suggested Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, who is commonly called the Big Bull, DMart promoter Radhakishan Damani and Premji Invest will probably be joining the consortium that will rescue Yes Bank. So far, it is still speculation because there are also reports that still suggest that ICICI Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank, HDFC Bank might invest in Yes Bank as well. And so according to the Times of India report, the central bank is looking at the maximum number of investors that can form part of the consortium. Because obviously, if you have too many investors, each of them will have a very diluted holding and it might create issues. So there is a chance that they might say no investor apart from SBI can hold more than 5%, which does make sense. So you have one investor which will get the largest shareholding, and then you place a limit on how large a piece of the pie other investors can get.
Right. Also, one last question, Ruchira. What can we expect next in the rescue plan?
The cabinet might consider the Yes Bank draft reconstruction scheme on March 13th, which is tomorrow. This was according to a CNBC TV18 report. Currently, Yes Bank is under a 30-day moratorium, which ends on April 3rd. So until then, the RBI definitely needs to come up with hard proposal. So far, what has been suggested is only a draft. So according to how many investors express an interest in Yes Bank and who finally joins the consortium, they will have to put out the final proposal, and that will of course have to go through regulatory hurdles swiftly accordingly.
Thank you so much, Ruchira, for giving us all those insights.
Thank you.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, this is your host Anvita signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you so much for listening.